Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. This week I have Vitor on from our research team. Thanks for coming on, Vitor.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
The reason why I'm talking to you is because you and some of our colleagues looked into a series of attacks that are using lure documents and spam centered around the aviation industry. And I'll be linking to the blog in the show notes so folks can go in and read it for themselves, of course. You know, take me back to the start of this. Why did you think this was an investigation you should take on? And why did you want to find out who was behind these campaigns?
I started by seeing a lot of some reports out about this, and they all were about the cryptors and the ransomware. And I thought that, well, maybe it's worthwhile taking a look at who is behind this. And that was kind of my point. I will start by taking a look. Instead of focusing on the technical aspects of the campaigns, I will try to understand who is behind this, because it was happening more or less at a cadency that it seems like they were all connected. And that was my objective, was to kind of make a profile of the actor and understand if it was the same doing all of these campaigns targeting the aviation industry.
What can you tell us about the malware that was used in these particular campaigns? You know, what families did they use? And do we kind of have a good idea of what the attacker's endgame may have been?
The attacker's endgame was basically gathering all the kind of information from their victims that they can then monetize. And that can be credentials, it can be cookies, it could be any kind of stuff that they can then sell on the black market. As for the malware, this is not a very sophisticated actor. It uses mainly commodity malware that it then wraps with different cryptors that will allow him to bypass some of the default security measures on the industry. He has evolved over time. So we can, on the post, we show that he started a couple of years ago, well, around 5 to 6 years ago, where he used HWORM, NJRAT, and then he evolved to a SYNCRAT, all of that. But all of those are commodity malwares. His main objective with this commodity malware, because he buys the malware and the cryptors, is then to actually go to his victims and monetize anything that he can catch from them.
So in the blog post, you essentially walked readers through you and your teammates' research into these attacks. What were some of the lessons learned that you wanted folks to take away from reading this? And especially, you know, when it comes to trying to attribute attacks, which, as we know, and as I've talked about with other guests on the show in the past, is an incredibly difficult task and kind of a risky task almost.
Yeah, and I agree. As I usually say, that attribution is a slippery slope. It's really hard. In this case, we wanted to show people that often you can profile an actor based on HostInt, and that was kind of our end game. But at the same time, we wanted to also show people that it's linked to the attribution problems, that it's really easy to actually go out to step on pitfalls that will skew your analysis. And we have one of those examples on the post where there are some links to the original actor, but as we say, they are not high confidence links. But at the same time, they are still there, and we cannot just dismiss them because they are not high confidence. What we need to do is pick up all of these smaller links, let's say like that, and put them all together into the same context, and that may give you a high confidence. So that's the kind of thing that we need to be aware when we're doing this. And that's what we wanted to show to our readers, was that on top of profiling the actor, showing how we did it and how they can also do it in some cases.
So in terms of defense for this particular actor, what are some of the things that we're looking at? Obviously, there's always the standard advice that we give folks. But to anyone who may be a target of these attacks, especially because, you know, we call out the aviation industry, what are some advice that we can pass along to them for protection?
So I would say that, and this is a general advice, we cannot downplay these kind of attackers just because they are small players. It's important to understand that a lot of the recent big game hunting events that have happened, they often start by these ransomware gangs buying either a cookie or some valid credentials on the black market so that they can get their foot in. And with that, they then can get into the infrastructure. And often they are provided by these small time actors. The general advice in this case is do not downplay them. Take your security serious. They use commodity malware. They are abusing, for instance, Google Drive to store all the payloads. And that means that you won't be able to simply block it on your network. You need to have endpoint security like our AMP solution and see how it can block these kind of threats. But again, the main thing is do not downplay them, because these are the guys that get their foot on the door and then for others to get in, basically.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate it. And as I said, I'll be linking to your blog post in the post for this episode and in the show notes so folks can go and read it for themselves. Thanks for coming on, Vitor. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.